Welcome to you who are joining in this Lenten prayer service, whether it's here online tonight or online through the rest of the week. It is a blessing that we can gather in this way, even though we can't gather physically, to join together in worship of God as we lift our prayers to the one who hears us and knows us best. As we begin our time of prayer and worship, we do so by lighting the Christ candle. So I invite you, if you are able, either to take in the light from this space or find a candle in your own home that you might light that. But let us light the candle together. We light this candle and give thanks to you, O God, for its light, its warmth, its constant reminder of your holy presence among us. As darkness pushes into our lives, we pray that your love light pushes back. Shine in this time that we might discern our way through your word and into your call for us. Amen. We begin this prayer service as we reflect on the words from Psalm 89. I invite you to join in the bolded parts. For the recording purposes, I will be saying both. I will sing of your steadfast love, O Lord, forever. With my mouth, I will proclaim your faithfulness to all generations. I declare your steadfast love is established forever. Your faithfulness is as firm as the heavens. You said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to my servant David. I will establish your descendants forever and build your throne for all generations. Let us reflect on the words that we find in this psalm as we listen to the music of Take, O Take Me As I Am. As we continue in a prayer of confession, let us remember those times, even in the midst of our social distancing, self-isolation, those times where we have failed to live into God's call to love one another, to love God, and to offer that love freely to this world. Let us offer together our prayer of confession. O God, we confess that we often come to your light reluctantly, afraid of what might be revealed when we enter into your presence. In our reluctance, we often miss opportunities for your grace to shine on us, and through us, shine on others. Shine on us that we might be healed. Forgive us that we might find new life in you. Amen. Hear now the assurance of God's love, even in the midst of our confessing of sin and brokenness. the night might be long, but God's love is endless. As dark as it might seem, God's light shines through. We are a forgiven and embraced people. Thanks be to God. We continue now as we turn to the Gospel of Mark that we heard read today in worship. One of the scribes came near and heard them disputing with one another, and seeing that he answered them well, he asked him, "Which commandment is first of all?" Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength.' The second is this, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself.' There is no other commandment greater than these." Then the scribe said to him, "You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and beside him there is no other. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, this is much more important than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." After that, no one dared to ask him any question. While Jesus was teaching in the temple, he said, "How can the scribes say that the Messiah is the son of David? David himself, by the Holy Spirit, declared, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet.' David himself calls him Lord, so how can he be his son?" And a large crowd was listening to him with delight. As he taught, he said, "Beware the scribes, those who like to walk around in long robes and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and to have the best seats in the synagogues and places of honor at the banquets. They devour widows' houses and for the sake of appearance say long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in only 2 small copper coins, which are worth a penny. Then he called his disciples and said to them, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all of those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance. But she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, and all she had to live on." I invite us to reflect on these words as we seek to find their meaning in our lives, as we come to know where God is guiding us in the midst of these troubling times. Let us once again reflect as we hear the song, "Take, O Take Me As I Am." Thank you. I invite us now, as we offered up our brokenness to God, let us offer up those prayers of thanks, of concern, our worries and our burdens to the one who knows us best, who knows us inside and out, who calls us into this world to be healers, to be kingdom bearers, to be builders of that place where love exists in whole measures. Let us come in prayer. Amazing Christ, we hear your words this day. We hear you as you point out the goodness of the widow. We hear you as you offer words of wisdom to the scribe. Most of all, we hear you speaking into our own lives, calling us to love you, to love one another, to love our world. These are not words that we only hear this day. These are words that sit with us every day because you are with us in every moment. You are with us in this time as we make it holy wherever we are. You were with us this morning and with all of those who joined in worship near and far. You are with us as we are home, either alone or with family in these trying times. We thank you for the gift of your presence in our lives, a constant reminder that we are not alone. Even as we give thanks for your presence, there is so much in this world to give thanks for. We give thanks for the many in our community who keep us connected, who keep us united in your name as we strive to be your people. We give thanks for doctors, for nurses, for support staff, for all of those on the front lines of this pandemic, all of those who risk themselves for the safety of others. We give thanks for teachers, for professors, for those who continue to reach out and mold the lives of their students. And we give thanks for the ways in which we can find new ways of being your people of the way, as we worship in new ways, as we pray in new ways. We give thanks for all the ways that we come to you. But behind our thanks, our prayers of concern, the worries that weigh heavily on our hearts. And so we pray for those who feel disconnected as we distance ourselves. Social distancing doesn't have to mean social isolation. For many, that's exactly what it means. Help us to reach out to those who feel alone in this time, whether it's by phone or email. Help us to find one another in this disconnected time. We also pray for those who feel lost as the shape of their week changes from moment to moment like shifting sand beneath their feet. Some days it's hard to know up from down in the midst of all the changes, in the midst of this emergency. And so we pray for those who feel anxiety with the changing of each day. We also pray for those who are in hospital or care homes in this time. Now, when there is so much limitation, even to family members, we pray for those who are alone. May this time pass quickly, that we might find one another again. We pray also for those who struggle silently, who do not reach out for the help that they need. Help them to know that they are not alone, that we are here. Guide us, O God, that we might be close to them, that we might embrace them with your love. Even as we pray for others in this world, we cannot forget to pray for ourselves. In this time when we can feel so weak, give us a measure of your strength. In this time when we can feel so lost, give us your inspiration to find new ways. In this time when we're not sure what tomorrow might bring, give us your wisdom, a reminder that this too shall pass. Most of all, O God, give us hope. Hope is a powerful thing, and it can guide us from darkness to light and out of despair. As we offer these prayers, O God, there are so many more that wait in our hearts. They long to find voice but cannot find word, and so we offer them to you in the silence of this moment. Hear these prayers, O God. Prayers spoken and unspoken, they are the prayers of your people, reaching out, crying out in this time. And so we bring all of these prayers together in the one that Christ taught us to say together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. As this candle goes out, let us offer our prayer for guidance. This candle goes out, but our hope endures. Walk with us, we pray, O Shepherd of our hearts. Guide us to one another. Guide us to you. Guide us on a path bathed in your light. And so, as we part ways this night, I invite you to go with the love of God in your hearts, the peace of Christ in your hands, and the power of the Holy Spirit at your backs to share the good news you have heard this day. Thanks be to God. Amen.